Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Live from downtown San Francisco, this is 95.7 The Game.
And hi again, everybody. This is Dan Abode along with you. We got you for the next 3 hours. We're going to talk whatever the hell it is you want to talk about. We will get into the San Francisco 49ers and the latest on one Christian McCaffrey. We thought we were done with the three most hated words in the Bay Area over the last 2 years, that being bilateral Achilles tendonitis, apparently has resurfaced. The latest on Christian McCaffrey, will he or will he not go? It's all conjecture. We're just talking. We have to wait until about 90 minutes to kick off tomorrow before any of us will officially know. But until then, we'll talk about it. I know some people are like, look it, just wait, be patient. You know, why just spit out and talk about things that have no credibility, where none of us know whether any of it's fact? Well, guess what? That's what we do. That's what platforms like this are for. That's what all those coconuts on YouTube and everybody that's got their own show these days, that's what we're here about, to talk about Christian McCaffrey, to talk about whether or whether or not you, meaning the fans at home, think he's going to play come kickoff tomorrow afternoon at Lumens Field against the Seattle Seahawks. Here we go. Anything else you want to get into? D-line, we'll break it all down for it. But well, before I get into things, I just peeked into the glass. Look at this star-studded cast. Zach, my man, Caddy Zach. Does Caddy Shack predate you?
Not really, but right. Legendary movie. Absolutely legendary.
Once again, let me just lay it out for everybody that does not know my man, Caddy Zach. He is the best golfer, not only here at 95.7 The Game, but I will take on any television, radio personality, not only in the Bay Area, but in California. It is Caddy Zach. Caddy Zach, how'd you hit him the other day?
Pretty good. My front nine was pretty rough. Went out to this course in Livermore called Poppy Ridge. They just redid it, but I shot at 89, 41 on the back, though. The front nine was rough.
Okay, after I give you an intro like that, you can't start things by saying I blew up on the front nine. Make it up, brother, because you are now the best golfer, not only in the Bay Area, but the state of California. That brings me to my man, Steven Rizzotto, better known as Pasta. Pasta, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm not a good golfer.
No, but you can get on the hill and you can pitch, as I understand it.
I can't. I did, but like right now, I don't know. It would be a stretch, but I think I could do it. I could get outs.
So this is a prerequisite to produce for me. You have to have some level of sports talent. Otherwise, I don't want you, which is why Sam Lubman, which is why Lucas Ball.
Lucas actually did play in a competitive adult league, I think, for
baseball.
Yeah,
he's actually a sleepy good.
Yeah, and he did well in the knockout contest, too. He's got some game.
All right, let's since I've got you on the horn here, I want to go back and forth with you because we just put to bed because no one picked up the pilot. You know how they shoot those pilots when people want to get a television show out there with the Giants post-game show? We're like, yeah, let's just put this thing to bed. It's the Giants, for crying out loud. They sucked for 2 months. Now, all of a sudden, they're the best team in baseball. So, believe it or not, we thought we would get into the Niners and all things sports in the Bay Area, but we are going to start with what else? The San Francisco Giants. The only reason I'm doing this, look at it, if they were the same team they were 2 weeks ago and the same team they were in the months of July and August, RIP. I wouldn't even mention the Giants on this show. But the fact that they are the hottest team in the MLB right now and a team that has won 5 in a row and has hit 18 home runs in 18 consecutive games, which has not been done by a San Francisco baseball team dating back to 1947, an opportunity to tie the record today. It's worthy, I think, of starting the show. But listen, if there's no traction and people aren't into the Giants, we're running right to McCaffrey and the San Francisco 49ers. But I do want to throw them some love, that being the San Francisco Giants. Because the Giants, and we had said this all year long, look at if this team could hit with the pitching and the bullpen they had at the beginning of the season, they are going to be dangerous. And they couldn't. Even when they were winning, they couldn't hit. Runners in scoring position, not going to happen. How many times bases loaded, nobody out, one out, and just nothing. And now the San Francisco Giants, we always maintain it's not as though these aren't proven players. Look at the back of the card. And guess what? They waited until now to put it all together. None of us should be surprised. It's kind of like when you play a little blackjack. Any of you guys play at the tables in Vegas? I mean, if you play cards wherever, Indian casino, Vegas, wherever you're getting ripped off, the cards will eventually turn, right? It may take a while. Nobody saw 2 months of futility, but eventually the cards will turn. And eventually Willie Adames will be Willie Adames at the end of the day. Eventually Chapman will be Chapman. Eventually Devers. Boy, that dude is just swinging out of his socks, man. Guy's like, he's loading up with a 7-iron. He just sits there and he's just swinging from his heels and he's just hitting bomb after bomb. What the hell's going on with this team? And now it's the complete opposite. Like now it's the team's pitching is questionable. You got Logan Webb and then, I don't know. It's like, who the hell are we throwing out there today? If it's not Logan Webb, it's just everybody hold hands and let's pray together. Last night, Carson Seymour, who? Strong. 4 shutout, no-hit innings. They got 5 innings out of him, then handed over to Matt Gage in the bullpen. But Robbie Ray hasn't been good. You know who's been probably their most solid performer in terms of the pitching staff over the latter part of the season? Say it with me, Pasta.
Justin Verlander.
Thank you very much. Would you agree with that?
I would.
Yeah.
I think that he's a guy that... it took a while. He's 42 years old, and I think he gets written off pretty quickly. But he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball over the last however many starts he's had. And I don't know what it means other than he's going to get looks next year at age 43.
And he's got a hot wife. I don't know what that accounts for, but it's something, I guess. But here's the thing. You know who my favorite player is? I'll tell you. And this might be the straw that is, forget about Daryl Strawberry stirring the city of New York back in the day. This might be the straw. This kid might be the reason. That and the fight last week with Devers, which was such a bad baseball fight. Oh, God. I mean, they just got to stop doing that, right? Look, it's not the 80s and the 90s. Nobody's throwing blows anymore. Just stop with the fight. I was like, I ISO'd on Devers. I ISO'd on Chapman. It's like nobody wants to fight. Kyle Freeland, as angry as everybody was, nobody wants to drop blows in 2025. You want to know why? There's too much to lose, man. I'm making too much money. You think I want to get my jaw wired because of you and not play? That's stupid. There's too much money on the line. Nobody fights anymore. I want to see the first guy who doesn't leave the bullpen. That's going to be the trendsetter. The guys that leave the bullpen have never been in a fight in the history of Major League Baseball. But the first guy says, you know what? I ain't going out there. What's the point? I guarantee you'll never see another guy in the bullpen leave to supposedly support his team in a fight ever again. But anyways, that fight, I think, rallied the team. But my new favorite Giant, and this is the reason, I am saying this is the reason for the turnaround. It's Drew Gilbert. Drew Gilbert. The dude's a lunatic. And I'm unveiling a new name for him. And I'm going to let FP Santangelo know this new nickname. And then this thing is going to go viral. But I want everyone to know that it started here first, all right? And I have no doubt that it's going to catch on, but I will test it out with you two first. We know that this guy, he looks like Brock Purdy. He may sound like the kid next door or somebody that has a paper route down the block. Do they still have paper routes? The guy on my block throws a paper from a car. Like, what the hell are you doing? Do they still have the buggy and still go from house?
It's not a boy on a bike anymore. It's a grown man in a truck that looks like an Amazon truck.
Or a woman.
Good point.
So he may look like the proverbial paper boy or girl back in the day, but I'm telling you, this guy's got a lot of crazy. This dude is not right, and I love it. I love it. You see him throwing up the three digits in Colorado? We just swept you. Get the hell out. What are you doing? And he's just nuts. Look at him in the dugout. You talk about reaction shots, or we like to say in the television industry, the cutaways. He's the dude. So he may look normal, so I'm changing his name. This is how he will be referred to from this point forward. When anybody mentions the name Drew Gilbert, and there's going to be a lot of Drew Gilbert talk over the next couple of years because he's going to take over this team, mark my words. It's no longer Drew, but it's Koo, as in Koo, Koo. His new name is Cuckoo Gilbert. Cuckoo Gilbert is the guy that I think, along with obviously everything that Devers is doing and Willie Adames, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek here. And Jung Hoo Lee last night, 4 for 5. And an RBI. Welcome back, Jung Hoo. I think he's sort of the poster child of the Giants' offensive woes this year. Disappeared for 2 months. Everybody's like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? All over 1 through 9 in terms of where it was he was going to hit. Lead off, dropped as low as 7, 8. And now the guy's back. He's squaring up everything. And so is Chapman. Casey Schmidt has solidified second base. The one thing about Casey Schmidt is that he looks like a third baseman. He's kind of bulky. You know, defensively, usually you have those smaller, nimble guys that can cover ground. He's a little lumbering, but I like him. That's the second baseman of the future. I don't know, man. Let me just get in the glass once again. Caddy Zach. And it's not only catching the Mets. You're 4 games away from the Mets with like 23 to go in the season. But the Padres, don't look now, are free-falling. Thank you, Tom Petty. And by the way, listen, don't lock me up and throw me in the funny house. They're only 6 games back of the Dodgers. I know that's crazy talk, right? I get it. Let it get a little closer. But the San Francisco Giants are suddenly a relevant baseball team. How the hell did this happen? Pasta, any chance they catch the Mets and or the Padres?
I feel weird. I already wrote them off. I mean, I already wrote them off. I might have done a funeral before I should have. But the only saving grace that I see, Dan, is just the amount of games against the Dodgers coming up here. They got 3 against the Dodgers at home. They have 4 against the Dodgers in L.A. Diamondbacks coming up. A few more games against St. Louis. The Rockies. Their schedule's in favor of them if they were to make a push here.
Well, they're making a push. Well, the one thing about chasing San Diego and New York is that they lose the tiebreaker to both of those teams. But here, listen. Pasta, let me correct you. You wrote them off. Don't ever echo that publicly because, first of all, nobody remembers. And everybody changes their opinion in this industry depending on whichever way the wind is blowing.
I guess it is a new show, right?
It is. Exactly. It's a new day. Don't ever admit to what it is that you said yesterday if you were wrong. Only recognize what it is that you said yesterday or the week before if you were right. Always remind people that you made that prediction, that you called that, despite being wrong 90% of the time. That's how it works in this industry. So nobody remembers that you wrote them off. My question is, do you think that they can catch the Padres? By the way, you weren't a San Diego Padre. Yeah, whatever.
Just go with it.
All right.
You know, shout out to Adam Sandler. Just go with it.
The problem, I guess, with the Giants is that it's been completely inverted. Like, the roles have been reversed here. It's now the question for San Francisco is, do they have enough pitching? That's the question. Can they get to the finish line with his cobbled together staff and whoever the hell it is that's coming out of the bullpen? They brought a guy in out of the bullpen the other day by the name of Brubaker. Okay? What's up, Brubaker? Pleasure to meet you. Who do you play for? Brubaker. That was a movie, like, I want to say, starring Robert Redford way back in the day. Brubaker? That's how far we have fallen from the likes of Tyler Rogers and Camilo Duvall and Miller and Walker and all the recognizable names. But that's where we're at, is can this bullpen, can this starting staff? And I don't know, man. I just think that might be the undoing right there. And if I was to say that in the beginning of the season or three quarters into the season, you would have said, I'm out of my mind. You're like, no, we can't hit. The pitching's fine. Now all of a sudden the pitching's kaput and it's all offense. This team will just tattoo anybody. And this is why you got Devers, man. Devers 2-for-4 last night. He had another jack. He's got 31 on the season. 2 more RBIs. This is who he was in Boston. You want to know why they got Devers? You want to know why Buster Posey said, bring that dude down here? This is why. This is the cat. This is it. He's been unveiled. This is what he does. He just sits and he swings and he just loads up, man. He just mashes, as they say. And he squares up everything. And he's got like that buggy whip. I'm telling you, it's like a 7-iron. And he just drills that thing and then sits there and watches. I love it, man. So the San Francisco Giants right now are a team that, believe it or not, are trying to walk down the New York Mets and the San Diego Padres to get into the postseason. And I don't know what the odds are in Vegas. I think they were less than like 2% about 10 days ago. You got Vegas odds for me, Pasta?
I'll pull them up.
Yeah, I think they're much better than that, obviously. And it's all about the hitting now. And it is this game is so effing weird because it is infectious. And what do they say? Joe Garagiola said a hitting slump, it starts in your bat, goes to your head and ends up in your gut. And with the Giants, it started with one player, and it was everybody that walked to the plate and said, well, this is going to be a double play. I mean, it was clearly lodged in their head that they couldn't hit. And now just the opposite is true. They walk to the dish, and every one of those cats feels as though they're going to hit something hard, and they do. Like, they don't even just make outs. My man Cuckoo Gilbert yesterday, I mean, he had that shot to the gap and got robbed. Like, everything, it is solid contact, 1 through 9 on this team. Patrick Bailey, 3 hits last night. Patrick Bailey is now becoming that guy. I mean, it's a weird sport, and right now the San Francisco Giants, the question is, can you continue to hit like this? And can you continue to win at this clip? Because there is no room for error. You cannot go back to who you were. In the midpoint of the season, just a couple of weeks ago, you cannot have a tease where you're playing well and then all of a sudden you regress to losing 3 or 4 in a row. Uh-uh, not enough time. Can't do that anymore. This has got to be who you are. You got to continue to win. This 5-game winning streak, stretch it out to 10 or 11. They've won 10 of 11 games. Win 18 of 20. That's what you got to do. Like, there's no room for regressing back to, well, we had a little hiccup. Uh-uh. You got 3 weeks in the season. You can see the finish line. It's the bell lap. Here we go. We're at the top of the stretch. Be Rich Strike, for crying out loud. Anybody with Rich Strike knowledge? The greatest Kentucky Derby in the history of Kentucky Derbies. 2021. The dude was an 80-to-1 shot. 80-to-1 shot. On Friday, Rich Strike wasn't even in the program. He wasn't even racing. And then Rich Strike, because of an injury to another horse, was a late scratch. No one goes off at 80-to-1. 80-to-1. And guess what? Rich Strike was in last place at the top of the stretch. And then started passing horses, got on the rail, and all of a sudden it's one of the greatest calls in the history of the Kentucky Derby. Because it was down to two horses, and then all of a sudden he announces like, and Rich Strike! Those are the Giants, man.
The Giants. I got some percentages for you, Dan.
All right. Was that your way of saying enough of Kentucky Derby knowledge?
No, I was also going to say that this past Kentucky Derby, wasn't there a horse named Journalism?
There was. It was the favorite.
Yeah, of course. Journalism getting some run there.
Good knowledge.
All right. Updated this morning, September
6th. If you can find the 2021 Rich Strike, just give me the call.
I'll get the call.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. We got a top-tier operation going on back here. We might even deliver papers, too, now. You got us inspired. All right. To make the playoffs, Fangraphs gives the Giants a 6.2% chance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss them bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have 3 Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Really?
To make the playoffs. And a 0.2% chance to win the World Series.
Isn't that a little odd to you?
A little strange.
6%?
Do you think it should be higher?
Yeah.
I wonder if it takes into account schedule.
Well, you get the Colorado Rockies and Arizona, the bulk of the games remaining for you. Because of the Dodgers. I mean, it's got to take into account the way the Padres are playing and the way the Mets are playing and the way the Giants are playing. But who the hell cares? I mean, Vegas has been wrong before.
So it also has a percentage to clinch the wild card, and the Giants' percentage to clinch the wild card is 5.7%, which is less than their odds to make the playoffs.
Wow,
so I guess it's accounting to the fact that they still might have a shot at the division as their other avenue into the postseason.
You mean catching the Dodgers?
I don't think it'll happen.
Well, they're not going to catch the Dodgers. Although the Dodgers, I mean, since July 4th, they're almost like 10 games under 500. They're like 8 games or 9 games under 500 since that point. And that's a large sample size. So the Dodgers are not who we thought they were. And it's not about the pitching. Their pitching's back. Glasnow and those boys, Snell and Ohtani, they're all healthy. Bullpen's okay. They can't hit. Believe it or not, the Dodgers cannot hit. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, who's dinged up, and they're just not good offensively. But you know who is good offensively? It's the San Francisco Giants, led by who?
Cuckoo Gilbert.
Thank you. Cuckoo Gilbert, who is, I mean, I know Matos has played well, but Cuckoo's got to be in that lineup. I mean, Cuckoo Gilbert is just like, he's, I think he's their emotional leader. He's nuts. The dude is, he's whacked. I love it. I love lunatics like this, man. Got a bit of a cold here. Swimming too much. But the San Francisco Giants, once again, are the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, I tried. Like, I'm throwing the Giants some love. And 888-957-9570, believe you me, we are going Niners. In about 5 minutes, we'll go straight Niners. Christian McCaffrey really play against the Seattle Seahawks. You want to talk Seattle Seahawks football? It's a team that's going to mirror the San Francisco 49ers this year. They're going smash mouth. You want to get into all the variables. You want to break down McDonald's. You want to talk about, I've spent time in Seattle. I talked to a lot of people still out there in the 49ers. So many people worried about the wide receiver position. You know what? You're missing the boat there. It's not about the wide receivers, man. Focus on that D-line. We're going to get into all of that. But I'm trying to throw some love to the Gigantes, and we got about four more minutes if you want to get on the San Francisco Giants, because that's it for the rest of the show. And this is why we don't do the Giants. Where the hell is everybody? Your team is suddenly the hottest in baseball and looking to walk down the Mets and the Padres to get into the postseason, whereas everybody was playing taps about 10 days ago. But now San Francisco, thanks to that hitting and thanks to Cuckoo Gilbert, is a very, very good baseball team right now. I don't have the text line up right now, so bear with me. We'll get to the text line coming up in just a bit. Did we wake up Grandy? Grandy's one of those guys who looks like he sleeps until about noon.
Yeah, maybe. He's just got to check his phone, then we'll get the text line up. But where's Mitch?
Oh,
God. That's what I was saying.
I don't know if we're going to... Do we give Mitch run on this show?
The phone just rang back here, Dan.
All right, well, we'll get this caller in really quick. But 888-957-9570. You want to talk Giants, you got about 5 minutes. You got about 3 minutes. You're on the clock, as they like to say. So we can get into the San Francisco Giants. Then I'm going straight up NFL. I'm going to talk Seattle Seahawks, and I'm going to get into everybody in every angle. We'll start with Christian McCaffrey, and we may end things with Upton Stout. I mean, no stone will left unturned. So the Giants today take on the Cardinals, and they're back in it, ladies and gentlemen. They are back in the race. And who would have thought? Because it's the hitting right now. And the pitching is just good enough. All right. Giants, we got you. There's a caller. We'll keep it alive for a couple of minutes. You got a heartbeat. Off to San Jose. Give me Danny. Danny, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's great. I love the Giants right now, how they're playing. I like your show. You're giving them props. I mean, we want to talk about our Niners, but hello. What can you say about our Giants right now? They're winning at the right time. They're beating some tough teams, too. It's not like, you know, Colorado is, you know, hello. But they're also beating some great teams, you know. That's how I feel. I think we got a chance at the wild card. What do you think?
Danny, well, just don't give me a chance. I want to know yes or no. Are they going to catch the Mets or the Padres, and will we be playing baseball in October?
Absolutely. We will be playing baseball in October. They got a lot of good hitting. The pitching's doing their job. I mean, I know we will be playing baseball in October. I'm excited about going to a day game. First one in a while. I've been going to evening games, so I'm excited to represent. They're going to beat the Dodgers on the 14th.
That a boy, Danny. That's what I want to hear. Before you leave, I want to know, and you can be honest with me, what do you think of the new nickname for Drew Gilbert? He is now Cuckoo Gilbert.
I love it.
There you go.
That's awesome. That's a great name. Come on. That's original. Cuckoo Gilbert. He's right a nut. On. He's a nut. He deserves that name.
Damn
you're right. You're right what you said. He's a lunatic.
All right, Danny. Thanks so much.
Oh, that's great.
There we go. All right. Cuckoo Gilbert sticks. I'm telling you, I know you work during the week and you see all the heavyweights, Willard and Dibbs and all those boys. From now on, you just say, it's Cuckoo Gilbert. And they're like, what? You're like, the Kahuna has just renamed him. It's Cuckoo Gilbert.
I'm getting like Weird Al vibes from this nickname. Like, you're Weird Al. Cuckoo Gilbert.
Weird Al Yankovic. All right, we've hit a break. Man, it's flying around. All right? I'll do the Giants for another segment if you're into it, but I need to hear from you. Otherwise, c'est la vie. And we're going straight up Niners. I want you to give me some NFL films music when we come back. Not now, but some good NFL, because that's where we're at, baby. It is that time of the year. College football, the NFL. Well, yeah, you know, U.S. Open's going on as well. But the National Football League is here. Dudes are shooting loogies. The hell is Andre Carter doing, man? Spitting on people. But actually, I put that on Dak.
Jalen Carter.
I put that on Dak. I mean, come on, man. I know you're spitting at a dude's feet. It's one thing to spit at a dude's feet and then actually going straight up loogie to the guy's chest. But what are we doing here? Cowboys.
Although, and Dak, that's what life's about.
All right, we come back. It's the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. Christian McCaffrey, the latest.
Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a month in bill credit plus $5 per line without auto pay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Back to 95.7 The Game.
You know how excited I am right now? Monday night football theme and Rich Strike down the stretch. Like, there is nothing more on this planet that would get me more jacked and excited to do whatever than what it is that you just intro'd. Football is here. Can we do Rich Strike one more time, or is that?
Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandin is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandin, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandin, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh my goodness, the longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
If Rich Strike can do it, San Francisco Giant fans and all you Giants, you can do it as well. Four games is not unsurmountable. Not when you're going like this, man. You're at the top of the stretch. Vegas may be giving you less than a 5% chance to get there, but it's been done. Rich Strike, let that be your motivation. An 80-1 shot. All right. We got to do this. Apparently we do. We got our man. This man's been following me for the last 15 years. Every show that I've done, Mitch from New Jersey has been there. All right, Mitch, let's get this out of the way. What's on your mind as we go out to New Jersey? Let's join Mitch. Mitch, how are you today?
Hey Dan, how you doing? Just really loving the show now, and yeah, good ball player. The Giants playing really good ball right now, and yeah, here from New Jersey, just loving the Rafa Devers. Devers, good player, good ball player. Hits the ball hard all the time. He knows how to do it, and good acquisition too. Just really good player. I think they need to go out and get another pitcher. Dan, I think they need to get another pitcher.
Are you selling the Bobichette?
Yeah, Bobichette, good player, good ball player. Just hits the ball hard. Just really big fan of him. And yeah, they need to get him now. Yeah, I think you'd add to shortstop. Bench Adames, not a good player.
Right, I can't do this anymore. That of course is Pasta. Pasta, come on, what are you doing?
Love you, Mitch.
Enough. Give me the real Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, my apologies. I don't know what they're doing to me here. Did that sound like you?
Pretty much. You put a nail in the head. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can imitate myself. You guys do better than me.
I'm telling you, Boss is becoming a rising star. I had no idea. I thought it was you. What's going on, man?
You guys are good. Thanks, Tim. Going happy weekend. Charlie Hoopless here. And it's unbelievable how the Giants are playing. You gotta say, you know, not going with that. They didn't really dismantle the team. They kept in it. The hitting's coming around. I like the new guy, Gilbert, and Adamus and Devers showing their power. Maybe we'll have a 40 home run hitter. Pitching's been pretty good. The Dodgers, if they get first place, the Dodgers that has to go down as one of the biggest chokes in ever in San Diego. And with that, I think that there's more head scratching with San Diego than with the Dodgers. But you got to like how we've been playing the last 10, 15 games.
Before you get out of here, can I just hear you just tell me about Bo Bichette potentially coming to the Giants and then just reiterate the word cuckoo Gilbert? Two things I'm asking for you.
Bo Bichette, if he's a free agent, you have to go after this guy. Every
okay.
time I look at the box score, this guy has multiple hit games.
Gotcha. That's one.
RBIs.
Okay.
That's one. And you said cuckoo Gilbert?
Cuckoo Gilbert. Thank you very much.
He's here to stay.
Mitch in New Jersey, we will see you next week. Thank you, my man.
Hey, Dan, you know, the money lies in the RBIs.
He's still on, Bouchard. Oh, man. God bless that man. All right. Can you reset? The Giants are done for today. Unless you really want to get back into it, just give me Monday Night Football one more time so we can get back in to the San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. Field. We are sold out once again. It's the Niners and the Seahawks to kick off the two longtime NFC rivals alongside Pasta, Caddy Zach, and Mitch from New Jersey. We're going to screw this thing up for the next 4 hours. All right, let's talk about it. The San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks will do things tomorrow afternoon. You know that the 49ers have not won an afternoon game in Seattle going back to 2011, which is weird. I mean, they beat them on Thursday nights. They beat them on Sunday nights. They beat them on Monday nights. There's something about in the afternoon in Seattle where the 49ers, going back to 2011, where they've come up empty. It's the middle of a bagel for them. But that's the task tomorrow. And the big question, of course, is Christian McCaffrey. And I'll just start there. Obviously, all eyes on him. And first thing, we'll just look at this from a journalistic standpoint, because I know that's where you live, Pasta. Pasta, of course, who writes, he edits, he does podcasts, and of course he works here. He is Mr. Captain Journalism around here. Because I know that in this day and age, with social media, when things go viral and things get aggregated, we go nuts, especially when it comes to Christian McCaffrey. And of all things, it could have been a shoulder, could have been the knee, could have been anything, but when it's the calf, right? And when the calf connected to that of the Achilles, and we hear bilateral Achilles tendonitis resurfacing once again, everybody loses their mind. And that's what happened the other day. And Christian McCaffrey was asked about it. And he talked about how things get blown out of proportion. And yes, there was rusted judgment in everybody. I love it because there are these, you know, everybody's got a podcast now and everybody's doing breaking news podcast. Breaking news podcast. Matt Maiocco. I can mention Matt Maiocco, can I not? Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Matt Maiocco did a breaking news podcast from his car. And usually, because I keep an eye on these things, especially when I'm flying back to San Francisco, I'll read and I'll keep an eye on some podcasts. And usually he's in a little studio, but he did it from his car. And I can only imagine him and every other banana that's covering the 49ers when they found out that McCaffrey and the word questionable were sort of related with one another and that he was questionable now for Sunday's game. Everyone just sprinted from the facilities to their respective cars and just fired up their little camera to do their quick podcast. Breaking news. Everybody trying to outdo everybody else. And then
You know, we should wait until we have a credible source or until officially we hear from Kyle Shanahan or somebody from the medical staff. I get it, but a lot of us just went nuts. And even McCaffrey said things got blown out of proportion. He says, I'm fine. Kyle Shanahan was evasive. And yes, a lot of this was the fans. It was the media. We go nuts with it, right? Are you kidding me? It's the last thing we wanted to hear. The last thing. We thought we were past this. It's been a year now, more than a year. With McCaffrey, the calf, the Achilles, the tendonitis, we're so familiar with it. And here we are on the eve of the start of the new season. And everything we've heard from him has been nothing but it's McCaffrey of old. We thought we were getting 2023 version of McCaffrey, that being the offensive player of the year. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, yeah, I don't feel right. And it's the calf. It's the Achilles. And then all hell breaks loose. The last thing that Kyle Shanahan wanted to hear. The last thing that any of us thought that we would hear at this point. But guess what? We didn't make that up. Yeah, we went a little crazy, a little overboard. Did we rush to conclusions? Did fans have something to say about it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Are people already taking him out and envisioning him not playing in this game? Yeah. But guess what? The injury is real. Him going on the IL or going and being listed as questionable. He's not on the IL. Him being listed as questionable, him pulling himself from practice, that's not on the media. That's not on the fans. That's real. Now, whether he was being over, you know, precautionary? I mean, maybe. But something did happen. Whether it was a twinge, whether he felt something, but he didn't practice on Thursday and he didn't practice on Friday, and he's now listed as questionable. That's real. And I got to tell you, when we're talking about Christian McCaffrey and the San Francisco 49ers opening up a season, it is eerily familiar. From what it is that we heard from Christian McCaffrey and Kyle Shanahan to a certain degree a year ago. Remember this time last year when Christian McCaffrey was asked about how he felt with the calf after, of course, remember, he injured it towards the latter part of the previous season. And McCaffrey said, I'm fine. I'm good to go. And this is just before they were taking on the New York Jets. And then all of a sudden, just before kickoff, shocked the world, Jordan Mason was starting at running back. We didn't see McCaffrey for 9 weeks. And everybody was beside themselves. What the hell just happened? We just lost our most impactful player on offense. You just lost your best football player. When this cat goes, when Christian McCaffrey plays 10 or more games statistically, and this goes back to his days in Carolina, he is the best running back in the NFL. He's associated with winning. You are a good football team, and you have a better chance of winning with Christian McCaffrey healthy and doing his thing, whether it's running the football, but more importantly to me, it's being that check down valve or that swing route. But the ability to catch in space and then do his thing, or to be that extra receiver, to be that slot receiver, to run those wheel routes. That's Christian McCaffrey at his finest. And to not have him, listen, it was going to be challenging, for the 49ers to get to the playoffs, even with McCaffrey. But without him, I don't know. And so to hear what it is that McCaffrey had to say yesterday sounded almost exactly like what it is that he said a year ago when he said, I'm fine, nothing to see here. And then all of us gathered around in your respective homes, bars, wherever the hell it is that you watch 49er football, and you're ready for the season to begin. All the talk of the offseason, it's a team that went to the Super Bowl, lost in overtime to Kansas City, all the excitement. The furthest thing from your mind was that McCaffrey wasn't going to play. And what happened? You turned it on, and sure enough, Christian McCaffrey was not available. Christian McCaffrey not only was not available for the opener, the dude almost missed the entire season. He played 4 games last year and was really irrelevant. 4 meaningless games. And here we go again. So if you were to ask me right now whether Christian McCaffrey is going to play in tomorrow's game, I would say no. Do I know something that you don't know? Right? This is all conjecture. It's the worst thing we should do, right? We should just wait until tomorrow, 90 minutes before kickoff, when officially you'll find out whether or not he's going to be playing in that football game. But it's the last thing that anybody wanted to hear, that Christian McCaffrey once again is unavailable. And if it's anything else, man, it's like, all of us follow sports enough to know that when you talk Achilles, ooh, I just cringe. Like even an ACL, as bad as that is, ACLs, guys bounce back, right? Like we know the ACL used to be back in the day, that was a death sentence. If you tore your ACL back in the 90s, I mean, your career was in jeopardy. You weren't playing football again. Now it's what? It's about a year? Less than that sometimes? And I don't even like saying it. I even, you know, I'll stay with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis, but we know what's going on here. And it's that Achilles tendon and that thing potentially snapping. We've seen it, man. Kevin Durant, remember Kevin Durant? Oh, my calf is sore. All right, man. Well, can you play? Yeah, yeah. A couple of days later, he's back. And what happened? Boom. Out of the NBA Finals. Dude was gone for a year and a half. Snapped the Achilles. We've seen it. Kobe Bryant. It's just, for a running back, it's just, even when he comes back and when he was playing last year, I would just cringe every time he would plant on that foot or be McCaffrey in the hole and just get to the outside and do McCaffrey-type things. You're like, oh, God. Is he going to get up? I can't tell you how many times I watched McCaffrey play last year, and I'm like, is he slow getting up? Because I'm just waiting, man. And I know that's not a good thing. And then maybe I just, you know, they fed me the beast, and I bought it. And they were talking about, no, the tendonitis is done. The calf is back, and the Achilles is fine. That's all we heard over the offseason. The tendonitis is over. And all we heard is that McCaffrey was McCaffrey again. Reminiscent of the dude who was the best player best offensive player in the game, and that's saying a lot, in 2023. He was supposed to be that guy. But here's the thing. How do you really know? Unless you play, right? Unless you're playing football games. I mean, it can feel good during the offseason, you know, when you're lying in a lounge chair in Cabo. Yeah. Achilles is fine. You do light workouts, Achilles is fine. You do all those stretching exercises. We see him go through the intro lines. We get these snapshots of him in practice, and yeah, everything's good with McCaffrey. But has he played a game? So a lot of this is just, it's the unknown, man. And right now, it just doesn't look good. And again, if you were to ask me, Christian McCaffrey is not playing in tomorrow's game. And that's nothing more than just reading the body language of one Kyle Shanahan and seeing enough of Kyle Shanahan where you're like, yeah, Shanahan is just, he's bummed. Even Shanahan, I think, bought into this. Is like, I got McCaffrey back. And we're just thinking about the things that he could do with McCaffrey. And I think even he's like, yeah, this sounds a lot like last year, man. And McCaffrey was trying to put that positive spin on it, that I'll be okay. Nothing to see here. I'm fine. He stopped short of saying, I'm going to play and start against the Seattle Seahawks. Did anybody hear that? I did not. What do you think, Posse? Is he going to play tomorrow?
I think I'm torn between whether thinking he did do something or if it's just precaution. But I can't see a situation where it's just precaution, to be honest with you. I do think something actually happened. And if it is precaution, then how many snaps is he going to get week one if he does play? And Achilles is just one of those, I mean, you mentioned it, you touched on it. It's one of those fragile areas that you just cringe whenever you hear of an injury there or any discomfort there or in the calf, because it's all connected. And KD is the best example that you used, and it's kind of terrifying. Do you want to hear from Kyle Shanahan? Do you want to hear what he said yesterday about everything?
You know how I feel about sound. Let's just get this out of the way. Unless you've got Allen Iverson talking about, we're talking about practice. Unless you got Dan Campbell talking about biting dudes' kneecaps off, I don't want to hear from Bob Melvin or Kyle Shanahan unless we're trying to put my audience to sleep. No, actually, give me. Is this good from Shanahan? Let me hear from him.
Did not practice.
Was he able to do any team drills yesterday, Kyle, or what happened during practice yesterday with him?
Yeah, he did a limited amount of stuff in practice yesterday.
What's your level of concern with his physical condition and his ability to play on Sunday?
It's questionable. Questionable concern. I'm not going to say anything about Christian Gus or any of our players' injuries.
Is it fair to say, I mean, because he wasn't on the injury report Wednesday, that this is something that occurred yesterday?
Yeah, it came up yesterday.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good from Shanahan. Maybe Shanahan, it's hijinks that he just does not want to tip his hand to Seattle, and he's making Seattle prepare for Brian Robinson Jr. as well as McCaffrey. I don't think so. I don't think there's any advantage in doing that at this juncture. I don't think that's what's going on here. I think that what it is that you – I think Kyle Shanahan has a tendency to wear his emotions on his sleeve. And I think that was Kyle Shanahan going, you got to be kidding me. We're going to do this again now? I think that was Kyle Shanahan just going, realizing that his fate has just been sealed, that he does not have Christian McCaffrey available. Hopefully in the short term. But again, when you're talking about the Achilles and that thing comes up and it's barking, and there's liability issues here. What if he does play and that thing gets snapped? I mean, people are very litigious in this world, and we all want to point a finger. And rest assured, we'll do a show pointing a finger at that medical staff and or Kyle Shanahan. So yeah, everybody has to err on the side of caution here. It just doesn't look good. And I could be wrong because I don't know, man. None of us know until 90 minutes before kickoff, and we'll find out officially as to whether Christian McCaffrey's a go and whether he gets green lit for that game against the Seattle Seahawks. But as of right now, it sounds eerily familiar, like that of a year ago. when Christian McCaffrey was saying, I'm fine, and then we didn't see him for three quarters of the season. It dredged up those memories. And hopefully, you know, he'll be back in uniform, but there's a good chance he's not. I'm just saying right now, it's just, I think the room is divided. You can go either way on this thing. If he's in uniform and he's starting at the tailback position alongside Juszczyk, or he's just out there, I think all of us will breathe a sigh of relief, even though I think all of us are going to hold his breath the first time he handles the football. And then if he's not there, I think a lot of us are going to go, yeah, I pretty much foresaw this. Could see this coming. All right. We'll talk about his replacement, Brian Robinson. We'll get into the defense. It's the Niners. It's the Seattle Seahawks. Your thoughts on Christian McCaffrey at 888-957-9570.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.